from the word go, people have just been coming to the house and leaving stuff off, giving lots of help, gifts and money and prayers for Diane to get stuff that they need. And like, we were totally overwhelmed by everything that's been happening. I mean, people that don't even know us have been holding fundraising events and are planning to hold fundraising events this week. And it's just blown us away, the kindness, on top of the fact that we're so grateful to have them still alive. And then on top of that, such a wave of kindness and love towards us.
And obviously it is an emotional time, and you can really hear that emotion in your voice. From the practical point of view now, there's a number of drop-off points where people can make donations or drop off clothing or toys or anything that would be of use to the family. We'll just list them briefly. There's the Arch Inn in Carndonagh, there's McGuinness's shop in Kildaff, there's the Seaview Tavern shop in Malin Head, there's Ronald Boggs Butchers in Malin Town, and also you can drop any items or make donations via Josephine Gill in Clonmany or Sharon Moore in Buncrana as well. Obviously that community response is becoming crystallised.
Yes, it is. I mean, right away that day, Diane was able to get clothes for the boys to wear from people who just came to the door, and she was able to go and get stuff out of pennies, like underwear and that you just, you know, have to buy and shop, and people have given her money. We just got boys' pyjamas this morning, and like, it's been really, I mean, amazing what people have done. They've given them school bags and supplies, coats and everything you could just imagine.
Is there anything that's immediately necessary? Are they sorted for school books, for school supplies, for things like that?
Yeah, the teacher even rang, and I think we've got their school books all now. Are going to have them given to them, and uniforms and different things. Like, it's hard to even think, you know, there's been that much given and promised already. I can't thank people enough on behalf of everybody here, you know. Can't thank God enough for having them still. And I can't thank everybody enough for their overwhelming response and love towards Diane and family.
Yeah, and just to remind listeners, Rachel is 12, Hayden is 10, Jerome is 9. These are three very young children. And they've been thrown into, I'm sure, a very emotional turmoil as well. I mean, it must have been horrendous from their point of view to have to experience that at their age.
It's quite traumatic in a way, because when they were leaving the house, you know, they knew that there was a fire going on, and it's a bit hard to sort of forget, you know, certain things, certain images. And Hayden has autism, but I suppose the fact that he has autism, he wakes a lot at night, and he woke just at the right time that night, and that brought it to Diane's attention, what was happening. And he's a little bit like afraid of being left on his own and that sort of thing now, but he will get over it. And Diane is, she's got great strength and capability to like be there for them, and I'm sure that everyone will, you know, recover. Really, like, you can't complain, you know, when everybody's come all right out safe.
Well, hopefully, and Diane's strength and determination, coupled with, as you've said, that love and support from the community, and obviously in yourself, there's a very loving and a very supportive family there as well. So, I mean, everything is there to ensure that a difficult time is made as easy as possible, as easy as it can possibly be, and that's going to happen because of the family and friends and the community.
That is so true. And, you know, even lots of people that didn't know us, they were asking, oh, could we have a GoFundMe page? It didn't cross our minds at all, but we set up one last night, some of our friends, because a lot of people who, you know, maybe not directly living in the area, they wanted to give some money. So for that, we're very, very grateful as well.
It's clear from your own voice that it is still an emotional time. You're still trying to process what your family's been through, but that has, as we said, been made all the easier by the community. We'll just repeat briefly where people can drop off any items or any support or any donations they can make. There's the Arch Inn in Carndonagh, there's McGuinness's shop in Kildaff, there's the Seaview Tavern shop in Malin Head, there's Ronald Boggs Butchers in Malin Town, there's Josephine Gill in Clonmany, Kilmany, and there's Sharon Moore in Bunkrana, and all donations, be it a monetary donation or be it clothes or toys or whatever, can be made there. As we just said, there isn't anything immediately that you can think of that's needed. The school supplies have been taken care of, and obviously the basic day-to-day clothing is being taken care of as well.
Yes, in people's goodness that coming and jumping in right away, you know, has helped so much. And I really love to say thank you to everyone, and not just for things that they brought or money, but also for their prayers and their kind wishes and thoughts as well.
In the longer term, Annette, now Diane and Rachel and the two boys have got to look forward towards building a new home. I mean, how close are we to knowing, will they be able to rebuild on the site that's been there? Have they even had time to think about that yet?
No, well, they were renting there, so they're looking at trying to get another house, you know, to live in. So, I mean, somebody very kindly going to let them stay in their house, that they have a holiday home that's empty for the time being till they get sorted.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but I suppose it'll just be a case of finding somewhere and trying to get the housing authority are going to help out with that, as far as I know, hopefully.
Yeah. Now, obviously, as you say, the house was rented, and the caller's just saying that this maybe highlights how important it is to have insurance and insurance in your home and insurance on your contents and so on. And this is just a sign of how important insurance actually is.
Yes, it really is. And I mean, when you're renting, you don't think about things like that, I think, because, like, if you have a house and you're paying a mortgage, usually you'll have all that catered for anyway, but if it's not your home, you kind of don't think about things like that. So that's why you end up then, you know, having to start from scratch.